Welcome to the Equestrian Business Podcast, the show that talks about business for equestrians. I'm your host, Rhiannon Amber. I'm a sales and marketing specialist. I've grown my brand from zero to securing contracts worth twice my old annual salaries, and I've been invited to lecture at the UK's leading equine colleges, and I've helped numerous clients all over the world. If you're an equestrian business owner who wants more revenue, more profit, and a better work-life balance in your business, and you're looking for dry, humid, no-nonsense business advice, you're in the right place, regardless of if you're just getting started or whether you've been in the equestrian game for decades and you're a seasoned professional. I'm going to give you the tools, the strategies, the systems, techniques, and a splash of philosophy and sales psychology. I'm going to tell you what you can do to have more fun, a better work-life balance, and more money in your equestrian business. Hello, and welcome to the Equestrian Business Podcast. If you haven't heard already, I am your host, Rhiannon Amber, and today it's another laid-back episode that I've not overly planned out, so sorry if you can hear any paper rattling in the background. I've got a few notes today, things I'm going to go through. I want to talk to you about a few things. Mainly, would you believe, marketing. Seems to be a reoccurring thing, doesn't it? It's almost as if it's what I do for a living. But today I want to talk to you about how to be seen as an expert. Over the past week or so, sorry for the radio silence, I did have plans to record an episode on Thursday, and I recorded it, and I was like, nah, I don't think it's relevant, and I never posted it. And I've also been really, really, really busy launching a brand new company. That's right, Rhiannon has launched a brand new company. And it's a welding firm, of all random things, because my partner is a welder, and I made a brand new social media account, and I posted, I think there's three things posted on there now, and we've had over five inquiries, because I've posted the right things, I've researched my audience, I know what my audience cares about, I've said what they wanted to hear, and naturally they've come rushing to my inbox asking to work with us and how they can be involved in what we've got to offer. So I guess today is all about how can you position yourself as an expert, whether you're brand new in business or whether you have been going for decades and you just want to move yourself around in that market, you want to move yourself to the top end of that market, you want to be seen as an expert. So I've been working on the content strategy for the new welding firm, and I think most of my most popular posts that do really, really well on social media are all about marketing and expertise and how to market a business. So let's talk about authority and expertise, and really the only way that you can be seen as an expert. I'm not going to explain to you what an expert is, and I'm not going to explain to you what an authority is again. If you're new around here and this is a term where you think authority, do you mean like the authorities as in like the government? No. Go back and listen to my other episode called Fully Booked. Have a listen to that episode. I will explain in great detail what I mean by authority. This is sort of the next step. We're moving into the more technical side of marketing, the more technical side of the sales psychology. So I'm not going to explain it again in this episode, but like I said, if you're new here or you want a refresher, go check out the other episodes. I'm sure you'll find that really, really valuable. What used to work in the marketing world doesn't anymore, because as time goes on, audiences change, people get wise to marketing strategies, and even just what's going on around you changes. So to give an example of that change in the market, I want you to think back to 2020. Think back to lockdown. I want you to think back to when everybody was eating banana bread and going on a few walks a day. Well, maybe not even a few walks a day, because it was illegal to go outside more than once a day, wasn't it? It was crazy. But think back to that time in the world, because everybody was at home, unless you were a key worker. Thanks for keeping the world going while everybody else was eating banana bread and doing not a great deal. But the majority of people were at home with nothing to do, scratching their belly buttons. So the online market of online courses was absolutely booming, and sales were coming in thick and fast. Whereas this market now is a little bit saturated, And people are sometimes struggling to promote their courses and their online services. And in the past, there were things that worked. Like, people were more easily impressed with how many followers you had or how many likes you got on your post. Or they were like, oh my God, you have 200k followers. You totally must be someone who's completely trustworthy and professional. And people were really, really impressed by you putting out a lot of content. They were impressed if you posted a few times a day. Whereas now, we prefer quality over quantity. It's not unusual to see people who don't post on Instagram for a few weeks at a time, a few months at a time, or maybe even just post once a week. Or like I say, they might ghost their Instagram account for a few weeks and then post. Now, I'm not a massive fan of this strategy, but this is kind of how the market's moving and how the trends are moving and how social media trends are moving. Authority is really what's missing from marketing. Like, a lot of people who are struggling to make sales, a lot of people who are struggling to get new clients coming in through the door or even retain clients, what you're missing is authority. There is no magic wand that can fix your marketing. There is no post on social media that can fix your marketing. There's no trending audio, there's no viral video that's going to fix your business. Because if you think about it this way, if you have a video that goes viral, that's not guaranteed to get you sales, is it? And you might think, yeah, well, it's getting me in front of new eyes. It absolutely is. So it's great from this aspect. But now, if that content isn't converting people to buy from you, if, let's say, 200 people have seen that post. Now, 200 people, I still count as a lot of people because you probably couldn't fit 200 people in your living room. So if 200 people have seen that post and it's not convinced them to buy, it's probably not going to convince 2 million people to buy from you either. It's the content that's broken, not the social media platform and not what you're doing. It's the content really itself. It just needs a little bit of spice. It doesn't mean that you're no good. It doesn't mean you're not professional. It doesn't mean that no one wants to work with you. It doesn't mean that nobody wants to buy what you offer or the services that you offer. It just means that your marketing needs a little bit of spicing up. Authority and expertise is really going to be your bestseller. It is the best way to get respected quickly. Authority and expertise and positioning yourself as a trusted expert is the exact reason why this welding business that I just founded last week already has customers waiting to come through the door. So how have I done it? Well, let me tell you a little bit about it. So, first of all, you have to talk about what your audience cares about. So this is something that I say all the time. Now, if you're an equine physio or an equine body worker or a sports massage therapist, I'm going to tell you now, your market, your people, the people that you're selling to, don't care about lumbar vertebrae, they don't care about thoracic slings, they don't care about nerves, they don't care about stifle injuries, they don't care about kissing spine or particularly what it is, unless their horse has it. So people have to be problem aware. Now, even still, even if they are problem aware, they're probably not going to care too much about vertebrae and all of these things. But what they do care about is why their horse won't work in an outline. What they do care about is why their horse is dropping a shoulder. What they do care about is why their horse doesn't pick up canter on the correct lead. And that is probably because of the expertise and why the horse is doing that. You're going to be able to tell me why the horse is doing that. Maybe it's because they have a little bit of muscle atrophy on one side. Maybe it's because their saddle's not fitting too great. Whatever it is, that's where your expertise comes in. So that's when you can go really deep and start talking about nerves and joints and shoulders and SI joints and all of these things. But right at the start, nobody is scrolling through Facebook, nobody is scrolling through Instagram, nobody is looking at any marketing platform and thinking, gosh, can't wait to go learn about the C3 vertebrae. Absolutely nobody at all. But what they are doing is they're looking through social media, probably to, not deliberately, but they're probably sat and comparing themselves to others, and they're probably looking at other videos of riders and things, thinking, God, I wish my horse worked like that. I wonder why my horse doesn't work like that. Why won't my horse drop his head down and accept a contact? Why does my horse throw his head up in the air? Why does my horse work with a short, choppy shit stride? That's what they're thinking. So then, let's say that they're scrolling through a video of a Grand Prix dressage horse doing some really nice movements, and then they scroll through and they watch a show jumper jumping some nice jumps, and maybe a nice schooling session, someone working at home in a nice arena. And they're thinking, God, why doesn't my horse work like that? So what happens when the next post says, this is why your horse isn't working in an outline? Gosh, that speaks to you on a whole new level, doesn't it? Because you've taken something that they've literally just been asking themselves when they're comparing themselves to other people on social media and beating themselves up, giving themselves a generally bad time. You're now answering one of their most direct problems. So you have to link your expertise to the problems that they have every single day. So maybe they don't know that their pony biting when they tighten the girth means that that pony's saddle probably doesn't fit. Maybe they don't know that there's a huge problem going on in the saddle making world because small ponies aren't getting appropriate saddles that fit their backs, or maybe they're just not educated. Maybe they think, oh, well, my rider only weighs a few stone. It's not really the end of the world if the saddle's not absolutely perfect because it's not a Grand Prix dressage pony. And they're not educated in it. I guess that's my biggest point. Is you have to talk about the things that your clients are thinking every single day. If you really want them to automatically trust you, automatically see you as an expert, and automatically start throwing money at you, you have to be talking about their everyday problems, things that they see every day. And you as a professional are going to see these problems every day too, aren't you? Because day in, day out, you're going to have people come to you saying, oh, my horse won't work in an outline. He's really resisting the bit. He keeps throwing his head in the air. He's shaking his head. He's opening his mouth. He's not accepting the bit, and I've tried different bits. Or he's just refusing to pick up the right lead in canter. He's always on the wrong leg and it's really, really pissing me off. Or he's so unbalanced on a circle. He leans on my hands, or he's bending to the outside. These are problems that they're experiencing every single day. These are the problems that are beating them up. And they go deeper than that as well. So let's say that their horse is cantering on the wrong leg all the time. Now what happens? So this is now something that the local yard expert, and I say that in colloquial terms, with the most finger quotation marks, the local yard expert is stood there watching you ride, and your horse picks up the wrong leg. And you're cantering around on the wrong leg, and they're going, oh, they're not a very good rider, are they? The horse is always on the wrong leg. And now they're hyper aware that people are bitching about them as well. So this problem's spiralling. This problem's now making them uncomfortable to come down to the yard. They're now trying to come down on an evening, come down even later, or come down really early in the morning to ride when no one's watching, because they're aware that their horse isn't performing how it should be. So think about the bigger problems, think about it, how it affects people, and then position yourself right in alignment with what they're experiencing every day. So how did I position a welding firm in such a way that makes my partner Ramel an authority in welding? Well, Ramel is from the Caribbean community. His family is from St. Kitts in the Caribbean. And he has a lot of ties to the West Indian carnivals. A lot of his family organised the West Indian Carnival, like Leeds West Indian Carnival, and Ramel welds the framework for the costumes. And he also has a lot of women who would like to learn how to weld, but they feel uncomfortable. They feel like it's a mainly, I think, to use the term that my friend Sophie had when she came on the podcast, she was talking all about recruitment. Sophie used the term male, pale and stale. So these black women who are creating costumes for carnival probably find welding quite a male, pale and stale environment. It's full of older men. It doesn't feel as welcoming. It can be quite daunting. Even the job itself, welding involves a lot of sparks. It's ridiculously hot. It's thousands and thousands of degrees Celsius. It's boiling, boiling, boiling hot. And it's not an industry that attracts many women because they're maybe afraid of getting burned, or they just see it as a really manly career or something that they would never be able to do. So he wants to challenge these stereotypes. So all of the marketing that I have posted is quite literally about empowering black women to pick up a welding torch, and how he is going to teach them the correct things, teach them how to set up a welder, and teach them how to create their own costume framework. And boom, he had people coming through his door within 24 hours of starting his business. This is how you position yourself as an authority. It's how you get inside people's heads. It's how you can relate to them. So marketing should never be, buy this, it's a great offer. Buy my thing, feel sorry for me. The one that I hate, you've probably heard me rant about this before. Support my small business. What? The sympathy sales. I don't like this style of marketing. It's pretty much begging for sales, and it's not a vibe. You're never going to see any respectable company say, oh, please buy from me. Don't buy from that company. Buy from me. Support your friends. Buy from me. It's just terrible, terrible, terrible marketing. Marketing should not be selfish. Marketing should be quite the opposite. Marketing should be selfless. Marketing should literally be you grabbing a pen and paper and writing down what are all the ways that what I do can improve the lives of the people that I work with. How can I help others? How can I give back? Because once you focus on serving your people, serving your audience, you're going to have a much, much better lead generation rate. You're going to have a much better conversion rate because people don't feel like you're trying to snatch their money. They don't feel like you're begging them for sympathy sales. They feel like you're generally trying to help them. And they will be more than happy to pay for this help because they can see the value in it because you're giving constant value. You're constantly giving back. You're demonstrating your knowledge. You're demonstrating your expertise. And you are positioning yourself as someone where I can drop you a message and be like, hey, my horse has started doing this really weird thing with her neck when she's lunged. Can you take a look at this video? And then you can respond to that video and go, yeah, it looks like it's a little bit of this. Looks like she could do it with booking in for a physio session, a bodywork session, a massage session, a red light therapy session, whatever it is that you want to sell me. But positioning yourself as a person where people feel comfortable to message you and say, hey, can you have a look at this for me? Is really, really going to help your sales. So that, in a nutshell, is how to be seen as an expert. But it's not everything. That's not everything I know. If you want to know more about positioning yourself as an expert, how to bring more sales into your business, how to create content easily and without thinking, oh my God, I don't know what to post. I don't know what to say to bring people into my business. If you would like the freedom of just being able to easily create a post, show off your knowledge, throw that out into the world, and people will literally be queuing up to work with you, then what you need is to join my Becoming the Trusted Expert Masterclass. Now that is a week today. So today is Monday the 18th of March. Next week on Monday the 25th of March at 8 p.m. UK time, if you hadn't noticed by my accent, I am in the UK, I will be holding the Trusted Expert Masterclass. And it's going to be all about how you can create social media posts, how you can use sales psychology to get more sales, and how to make your marketing more effective. So if you would like to be part of that webinar, I am going to leave you all of the links and the sign up page in the show notes. It's completely free for anybody who wants to hop on, anybody who wants to learn more about marketing. It's a live lecture, but of course, as usual, I will be sending out a replay. I know a lot of people always ask for the replays if they can't make it because of time zones, work commitments, or anything else. So yeah. And if you have any questions and wonder if the webinar is right for you, or you have any more specific questions, or if you just think, can you just have a look at my social media, can you look at my marketing, I am happy to offer you a completely free consultation. I'll put the link for this in the notes as well, and you can book that in at a time that works for you, and we can spend about half an hour or as long as we need. I'm not really that strict on timings on these, and it's completely free, and we'll just sit down and we'll have a look at your business, we'll have a look at where it is you want to go, what your goals are, because I can't tell you what's right for you if I don't understand you and your business. So if you would like to sit down with me and we will look at what your goals are, what your plans are, where you'd like to be and where you are currently, and create a little map to help you get there, you can sit down with me for completely free in a free consultation. And if you want, you can join both the masterclass and have a free consultation, if that is what you would prefer. But I'll leave all of that in the show notes for you to decide what you would like to do. Again, my inbox is always open to any questions. You can drop me an email to rhiannon@equestrianbusinessspecialist.com. And it's a nice short episode today. I've been your host, Rhiannon Belavay, the Equestrian Business Specialist. And as always, you have been delightful for tuning in today.